Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on First Date with Lauren Compton.
My teeth are real.
Your teeth are not real.
Damn.
It was some powerful sex that night with my eyes tightly shut. Get the fuck out of here.
I can't. This is my show. You leave.
Get back here.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First Date.
Welcome to another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. Today, I'm so excited to introduce you to my guest. He's a producer, writer, stand-up comedian. The tension on set right now is insane. There's so much sexual chemistry. I don't know what to do with myself. I am overexcited to introduce you guys to Greg Fixton.
It's been so long since I've had sexual tension that I thought it was food poisoning. I was like, what's going on with my body right now? Yeah.
You're in the hot seat. So this show, I'll give you a little bit of background what we're going to do. I have a menu here.
Okay.
So there's three courses. There's appetizers. We get into like a little bit of the fun stuff.
Okay.
Silly questions. Main course, meteor questions. And then I have a dessert question that's very sweet.
Oh.
And so as we go through these, I'm going to point out your red flags.
Oh.
And I'm going to keep track
of
them.
One right here.
Oh, no. That's okay. You could just get a toupee.
Imagine. See, you are 100% right. When I grew up, all the comedians had toupees. Freddie Roman and Mousy Lawrence. And they all wore these big toupees. And the crowd knew they were toupees. And the comedian did. And it was like part of the joke. And nobody does that today. What if I'm the guy?
You could bring that back.
I would owe it all to you. I think that's something. What's your ethnicity?
I'm just white.
You sounded so proud when you said that.
There's privilege behind it.
Yeah, there was a... I would imagine... When you talk about privilege, think about your life.
Yeah, I do.
Think about the doors that have opened because of what you look like.
I have spent so much money to look like this.
Oh, is this artificial?
No, my boobs are real.
Oh. So what'd you spend the money on?
My hair.
Yeah.
Hair costs a lot.
Is it not naturally blonde?
My teeth are real.
Your teeth are not real.
They are real.
No, it's one of the first things I noticed is that they are perfectly straight. You didn't have braces as a kid.
No.
And you never filed them down to make them even.
No. In fact, I have a chip in one because I was eating a salad one day and I bit down on the fork and I chipped my front tooth.
Jesus, you were hungry.
I was ravenous.
Yeah. That's why you shouldn't eat salad. You should get some meat.
I eat a lot of meat.
Do you?
Yeah, but this is about you, not me.
Okay, sorry.
And now we'll get into some appetizer questions. Well, how do you relax when you hang out at home? What do you do?
I play a lot of sports. Like I play paddle tennis at the beach. You know those courts that you used to live in near Venice?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of fun. And then I play golf once a week.
This is how you relax?
Yeah.
By exercising?
Well, it's not exercise if you're playing sports. Like I play volleyball on Sundays on the beach. Yep. I go to the gym. I have depression and I find that when I exercise, you know, it releases literally like endorphins. And it's better than pills, better than anything is just exercising a lot.
I agree.
Do you have depression?
I think everyone's depressed. It's just how good are you at hiding it and admitting you have depressive tendencies?
What do you do for your depression?
Comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you have a bad set?
Well, then I just go deeper into depression.
Yeah, no. That's the thing.
But I do find that tragic situations help with funnier jokes. There's better twists and turns.
Did you have a tragic childhood?
No, but I've had like traumatic relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've had a boyfriend die of an overdose.
No.
I know, crazy. I've been divorced.
Really?
Yeah.
Never had a kid, though.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Are you married?
I'm married. I have two children. My son is graduating college.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I had trauma as a kid. My father beat the shit out of me. My mother slapped me around.
Beat the shit out of you?
Yeah.
Wow. Where are you from?
New York.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah. That's what happens there.
Yeah.
It's the sport I played as a kid.
Just dodging,
blocking.
Boxing.
Yeah, but I think it made me who I am today. You know, depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think a first date looks like with you?
Well, I'm married for 24 years. So
have you forgotten?
All right, a first date with me looks like it doesn't happen because...
You're married.
No, I'm saying like when I was single, I used to hook up with a lot of women, but I never asked anybody out. There were very few dates in my life.
So you would just have one night stands?
Yeah, I would hang out with the boys.
Well, how the fuck did you find a wife?
I met her and I was like, I said to the woman who introduced us, I said to her, I'm going to marry your friend someday. And then I said to myself, all right, the only way I'll do this is if I can prove to myself and the universe that I cannot cheat on her. Because I had some girlfriends.
Right.
And I cheated on them and I felt really bad about
it. You're so charming.
Really?
Yeah. It sounds like you're a little bit of a playboy.
I was a playboy, but then I said, I can't do that anymore. And she was perfect. She still is. She's perfect. And I said, so I went 3 years dating her and she was wondering why I didn't propose because we met at 30. So, you know, when you meet at 30, there's not a 3-year courtship.
Right.
It's like a year.
Yeah.
And so she's kind of going like, what the fuck is going on with this guy? So I was hosting a game show on MTV. I was going on the road. I was doing college shows. Fucking 1,000 kids would come out and women wanted to sleep with me and I didn't do it.
Wow.
And that's when I knew I could get married. Yeah.
Is she younger than you?
Same age.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you usually date younger than you before you were locked in?
No, I wasn't that guy. I never had a type. I like black girls a lot. I like Latino girls a lot. Never dated an Asian girl, which is one of my big regrets in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a few Asian girls. They're cute.
Yeah, they are cute and they have great feet.
Do they? Yeah. Do you have a foot fetish?
I wouldn't call it a fetish. I'd call it an appreciation.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not. A fetishist lays on his back with a, you know, with leather and licks. And I just look. I just admire.
With leather?
Well, I mean, they're kinky. They're fetishists.
No, that's not. That's not true.
Have you ever dated a foot fetishist?
I know foot fetishes. People with foot fetishes.
Have you fooled around with them?
No, well, I've had a guy suck on my toes.
Did you like that?
In a weird way, I did.
Yeah.
But I would not say that that's my fetish. But I know that there's guys that can like love the pictures of the soles of the feet.
The soles. No, I'm not into
the
soles.
Guys that like seeing feet tickled. Like, yeah. So a foot fetish, you don't have to be Leatherface.
Put it this way. I don't go online and like look at feet. I just, when I walk down the street and a girl's got on flip-flops, you have laced shoes.
I have the most fucked up toes.
No, you don't.
I do.
Really?
Do you want to see?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll show you something about my toes.
Okay.
Okay. I hope we can get this all on camera. So I'm going to show you a little thing right here. See this toe?
Yeah.
How it's just like kind of even with my big toe?
Right. Ooh, that one's giving me the finger.
It looks like E.T.'s finger.
Yes. It wants to go home.
All of my friends have called me E.T.
Just on the one foot.
I know. It's just, look.
Yeah.
Look how long that
is.
It's almost like a 7.5. Like my left one is a 7 and my right one's a 7.5.
Whoa.
You could suck on that one toe all by itself.
Yeah.
Like a lollipop.
So.
A toe pop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to get into some main course questions now. Do you care if the person that you're dating is religious or of a different religion?
No, that's fine as long as they have good feet.
That's amazing. Do you have good feet?
Nah, they're all right. They're all right. A little pale.
That's a red flag.
Because I don't go barefoot a lot. I play beach volleyball, but I put sunblock on, so they never really...
You have, like, farmer's feet.
Yeah.
Did you ever use a joke as a pickup line to pick someone up?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite one?
What is my pickup line? If I told you you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
That's a good one.
That's good, right?
That is a good one.
Yeah, because you're giving the compliment, and then the joke is funny enough that it's not creepy.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it ever work?
Oh, yeah. No, I was good. I was good in my day. I mean, there was a lot of alcohol involved. Like, you hear... Yeah.
Liquid courage.
Yeah, there was a lot of liquid courage.
If you went on a date and it was bad, what's your exit strategy?
Me and my friend, when we were about 14 or 15, we used to go... I grew up in New York, and we used to hang out in this mall in White Plains sometimes. And we'd meet girls. And we met these two girls, and we were high out of our minds. And we asked them if they want to go see a movie. So we went to the movie theater in the mall, and there was a movie called Cruising. And it looked kind of sexual, and we were like, let's go see this. So the four of us walk in, and I don't know if you know the movie, it's Al Pacino, and cruising refers to gay guys in, like, dark alleys cruising and having sex with each other.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah. So after the second gay sex scene, we went to the bathroom, and then we just left the mall, and we left the two girls in Cruising on their own.
So you'll just straight up ditch someone.
I've ditched. Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Yep.
I've only left a date one time.
How'd you do it?
I just got up and walked out.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say I'm leaving?
No, but I walked out the front door.
Damn.
Like, it was a statement.
Whoa. What did he do wrong?
Everything.
He did.
He was an asshole to the waiter.
Yeah.
He complained about everything from the, like, and this was like after COVID, a dish came to the table. He took a bite of it. By the way, I picked this restaurant.
Yeah.
I thought it was my favorite. He ate a bite of it and he was like, ugh, I can't, like, the only people that would like this dish are people that have had COVID because they've lost their sense of smell.
That's funny.
I know. He was a comedian.
Oh, no. That's a red flag.
I know.
Jesus.
I know.
That's a red banner.
That's the last comedian I dated.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was his name?
I can't tell you.
Oh, come on.
Camera. No, I can't.
Is he a big name comic?
He is.
Oh.
But I wouldn't even say that we dated.
Yeah.
We went on a date.
So you didn't make love to him?
Never.
He never saw the toe?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. No, that toe is for personal use.
Yeah.
I gotta really like you to share that toe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, this was a one date.
Have you dated other comics before that?
Unfortunately.
Oh, we need to chat after. You need to have a podcast, and then you should have a Patreon after show where you reveal the things that you didn't reveal during the show.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yes.
Do you get jealous easily? Are you a jealous guy in a relationship?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say I was because I'm not a big guy, and I think I grew up feeling intimidated by big guys.
You mean like... big?
Yeah, like strong, big, strong guys. Mm. I was always kind of a thin, short guy. And I think if a bigger guy was talking to my girl, I started to feel a little bit like small.
But you're funny, and I always feel like funny outweighs.
That was the equalizer. And I would shit on them. That's what I would do. I would make fun of the big guys.
Yeah.
And I loved that I could take their confidence. I used to enjoy just taking their confidence and like a weed whacker, just fucking trim it down until they just slink away because they feel powerless.
Yeah, they just go home and like jab another needle in and just pump up the steroids. They're like, I'm not big enough.
Yep. They start bench pressing at midnight, drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what is the meanest thing you ever said to one of them?
To one of those guys?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Usually, like, gay innuendo type stuff. I think that's the fastest way to get to those guys. That's their deepest fear.
Yeah.
Just question it and just go, like, you know, those are cute jeans. They go over well with the guys. You know? Would you consider yourself gay or homosexual?
Well, I have to say that I because they're so big and you felt so small and you were saying such ruthless things.
Yeah.
You never had a fear of getting the shit beat out of you?
I used to get into a lot of fights, but I hung out with big guys. Like in high school, my best friend was a guy named David, and he was from Columbia.
Uh-huh.
And he knew Taekwondo, and he was huge. He hit puberty when we were like 11. And he used to fight people for me. I would get in fights, and then he would fight them. And then in college, my roommates were the captain of the football team, the star defensive player on the football team, and the running back. And they used to bounce at a bar called Played Against Sam's.
Uh-huh.
And I used to hang out there, and I'd get into fights, and they would jump right in.
Wow.
Yeah.
You choose your friends wisely.
That's right. But I also can scrap. I was a good fighter. I was fast. I was quick and surprising. And that's why people say, don't fuck around with a small guy. If he's ready to fight you, there's something you don't know about that little guy.
Did a girl ever get you in a fight?
Oh, yeah.
Like they would
antagonize? Diane, she was from Dorchester. In, you know, Boston at all?
No, I don't.
Dorchester's like the projects of Boston.
Okay.
And it's where like poor Irish people grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And her father was in, you ever heard of Whitey Bulger, the mobster?
Actually, yes.
He ran the Irish mob in Boston.
Yeah.
And her father was a bookie who worked for Whitey Bulger. And he was in jail most of her childhood. She had like six brothers. They were all Golden Glove boxing champs. Really fucking tough chick. So I go out with her. And then she brings me to Dorchester to this tough guy bar. The kind of bar where you go at like noon and it's packed with dudes.
Wow.
And they've got on Celtics jackets and muscle t-shirts and tattoos. And I walk in and one of her ex-boyfriends sees me and I realize, oh, she bought me here for a reason.
Oh, no.
She's fucking with the ex-boyfriend. So this guy comes up to me and he's got his toe. It's her and me, and then he walks up to talk to both of us. And Boston guys play it super nice with an undertone of malicious cruelty. So he's going like, hey, guy, how you doing, kid?
Oh.
But his toe is touching my toe. Like yours is touching my toe right now.
I mean, if you touch, from that's 2 feet
away.
We're so far away.
Yeah. And so I start to feel like, all right, this guy is going to fucking kill me. And so then this other guy comes over and he goes, hey, Greg Fitzsimmons, I saw you at Nick's Comedy Stop 2 nights ago. You're the fucking great. Let me buy you a beer. And then he says to this guy's all right. This guy's all right.
What a savior.
What a save. Because there was no way I was going to mock this guy in that bar.
Right.
That wasn't going to happen.
So did this turn you on about her?
No. I said, get the fuck. I was done. I was done with that shit. I still know her to this day, and her sister's one of my best friends. And we had sex, and it was pretty amazing.
You and the sister?
No, never had sex. The one who's my good friend. No, the one who's my good friend I didn't have sex with, but her sister, who would look like Marilyn Monroe. She was gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm still friends with both of them, but one of them is like one of my dearest friends.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
How do you feel about open relationships?
If you don't plan on staying in it for long, I think it's a fun experiment, but I've never seen anybody go long term on that one.
Yeah.
You know.
Have you ever had a threesome?
I pitched it to my wife early on, and her feeling was we're not going to plan it, but if it were to happen, I would be open to it possibly happening. And I immediately got an erection. I was like, this is fantastic.
Wow.
So we were at a bar one night. It was like a rap party in Hollywood. And so there was this woman, and she was a publicist. She was like a real power woman, mm-hmm. you know. She had on like the short skirt suit.
Yeah.
And she was like, she sat down on the couch with me and my wife and ignored me and honed in on my wife. And I was like, it's happening.
You knew.
And I became a waiter. I just kept bringing drinks over. Just, you know, when there's a small flame, you don't blow hard on it. You just gently get a little air going into the flame. You try to build it. And then this woman, her girlfriend from the past showed up and came right over to her, was jealous, pulled her away. Game over. But I'll tell you something.
Man.
I threw a move on the wife that night and I closed.
Damn.
It was some powerful sex that night with my eyes tightly shut.
Yeah.
There was other stuff going on in my brain that night. Yeah.
That's a fun story too. I've never had a threesome.
What?
Why are you so surprised?
Because you seem like somebody who's very comfortable with their sexuality.
That doesn't mean I'm comfortable sharing a partner.
Right.
You
Did you ever
mean?
Get close?
No.
Have you ever had lesbian sex?
No, I'm a jealous straight female.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ever had a one-night stand?
Yeah.
How many?
Well, I got divorced.
Yeah.
And I had like 10 in a row, 10 one-night stands in a row.
Did the guys all try to call you again and you ghosted them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just out of revenge. It was a revenge 10 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
But never a threesome. I've been a whore.
Yeah.
But never a slut.
You got to I like that. That might be the name of the podcast. Whore but not a slut.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I hoarded out once in my life.
Have you done nude photos at any point?
Oh yeah, I've been on the cover of Playboy.
Get the fuck out of here.
I can't. This is my show. You leave.
I'm going to get the Playboy.
Get back here.
Who's got the Playboy?
He got up and left. That's a red flag.
Wait a minute.
So you did the full Playboy spread?
Uh-huh, four of them.
No way!
Yeah!
Have you done porn?
No.
Okay. What about like OnlyFans type stuff?
Oh yeah, I have an OnlyFans.
What do you do on the OnlyFans? Are you fully nude?
Yes, but I work with my Playboy photographers.
Yeah.
And then I release series of like, it's basically my own version of Playboy magazine. But I sell the high-end photos that you would buy in Playboy on my own site.
Oh, so it's just stills. There's no video.
I do some video.
Nude video.
Like behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes? What
so
does that mean?
I have my photographer shoot me, and then I have videos behind the scenes.
Cheers to you. That's amazing.
I mean, I like it.
I mean, were you a Baptist growing up?
Uh-huh.
Are your parents aware of what you do?
Yes.
And how do they feel about it?
Well, I have a tattoo of a kiss on my left butt cheek.
Yeah.
And I did a big TV show for Playboy, and my parents humiliated me by watching it.
Oh.
And the only question my dad ever asked me was, is my tattoo real?
So you know that he saw your body.
Yeah. Really weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I got a daughter, and at a certain point, she said to me that, what if I became a stripper, Dad? And my first reaction was like horror. And then my second reaction was like,
you get 20%.
I get 20%. No, I really thought like, let her embrace her life. And whatever happens with her life, she's a confident woman and she's in control. And whatever she chooses to do, I would support it.
Yeah. Well, I admire that. I think that's great. That's like good, positive vibes.
Yeah.
But I know that I won't be on OnlyFans forever.
Yeah.
I probably won't even be on it for much longer, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I want to move out of it.
Yeah.
I only did it because there's so much. I got exploited so hard in Playboy.
Yeah.
And even though I got paid well, I definitely didn't get paid enough.
Right.
And so I got on OnlyFans just because a girlfriend of mine made $1 million a week.
What?
And I was like, there's girls that make over $1 million a day. And
wow.
Yeah. And so I was like, And she was like, you should just try it. Just get on there. Like, just see like what happens.
Yeah.
So I did a couple of professional photo shoots and then I published them and I did very well.
Did you make $1 million?
I cannot disclose how much money I have made.
You're smiling us, so you've made more than $1 million.
I've done well.
Good for you.
But I don't think I'll be on it forever. I think it was more of a test just to recoup some lost time,
good.
Lost funds.
And it's tasteful or is it like
it is,
split? It's
no,
not split wet beaver
no,
or anything.
No, there's yeah. no spread eagle.
Yeah.
There's nothing sexual.
Yeah.
It's just photos.
Just arty shots.
Yeah. Beautiful yeah. fully nude photos.
Why am I even asking? I'm going to be looking at them in the Uber ride home. If not on the way out the building.
But this is how I know about the foot fetish. I've had people ask me questions about the bottoms of my feet and stuff like that.
Right.
If you were single, would you ever date a girl on OnlyFans?
Fuck yeah, of course.
There's a few people that feel like it's just slutty and gross and not a like a reputable girl would never do
that's
that.
That's like going, would you date a guy who's an athlete? Like, they're doing something that is attractive to people, and it's definitely very like, it's very much like, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
But it doesn't cross over into their morality.
Right. My last question, do you...
Last? This is the end?
We're hitting the end. I know. You're
really?
Having so much fun. Do you want to stay?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What? How do you tell a girl she's getting... Excuse me. Sorry. My mic fell. It was trying to motorboat. How do you tell a girl she's getting fat?
You plan a lot of outings, like hikes and aerobics classes and visits to healthy restaurants, and you don't ever tell her, but
you imply. You
The other thing you do is you stay in good shape yourself.
Yeah.
And then they will generally say, all right, the bar has been raised. I need to do it. But ultimately, it doesn't. My wife, luckily, has never had a weight issue, and she's got a really nice rack also.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed good. I mean, you wouldn't believe it at her age how great her breasts still are.
I do believe it. If this is the woman that got you to stop cheating,
yep.
I believe she's in impeccable shape.
Yeah, she's in great shape.
But I'm also going to give you a red flag because you have thought about that question for far too long.
Yeah.
You knew the answer to that before.
I mean, I think it's unfair to expect somebody to be totally okay with their significant other gaining a lot of weight.
I agree.
Because I think it's not just visceral. It's not just physical. It's an indication about how they're feeling about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when you let yourself go physically, a lot of times that's accompanied by letting themselves go spiritually, personally,
emotionally, maybe
a
little bit.
Yeah.
Get into a little depressive state.
Right. Because I really think that the exercise helps you feel good about yourself. You carry yourself better. You make better choices when you're in shape. Do you exercise a lot?
I do.
Yeah.
I like Pilates a lot.
Oh, that's good.
And I had a knee injury, so I can't do like a lot of running or
high
impact.
Yeah, I noticed on your knee.
Yeah, I got a nice little scar going on.
From what?
I was an elite gymnast. That's why I was homeschooled.
No!
We'll talk about that another day.
So you, on top of all this, you're flexible as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, the back bends I could do.
Jesus. Do you do those in your photos?
No.
But you show some flexibility in the photos.
I mean,
Why am I asking? I'm going to see, never mind. I'm going to see it all in 5 minutes.
Okay, dessert question. What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for a significant other?
Oh, interesting. Well, Mother's Day just happened, and I gave my wife breakfast in bed with the kids, gave her gifts and flowers, and then I sent her off to get a massage, and then I sent her to get a mani-pedi with my daughter.
Aww.
And then we went on a hike with our good friends Josh and Rachel. Jews.
Is that how
And then we went out to a nice dinner. At her favorite restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Came home, threw a move on her, got shut down, respected it, and we called it a night.
Aww.
Yeah.
After all of that, what was this shitty move?
Well, that's what I got to work on my moves.
I think it's that you took her on a hike. You were insinuating that she was getting fat.
Right. And I shouldn't have bought her to a salad bar for dinner.
God,
on
you're
Mother's
a
Day.
Dick.
Yeah.
Man, so a little sweet and a little sour here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
Do I get like an overall grade or what happens
at the
end of this?
You do get an overall grade.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So I do think you're worthy of a second date. I feel like we have more to say.
Wow.
You've had 4 red flags.
Okay.
The first one was the bad feet.
Yep.
Double standard.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Second one, you ditch dates.
Yeah.
That wasn't like awesome. Although I can't hold it too hard against you because I did do that once as well. But that's still a red flag for
you.
Like I said, this is more about you and less about me.
Mm-hmm.
The third one, you got up and left me.
Oh, yeah, but that was a comedic bit.
Yeah, you don't get to cancel out a red flag.
No, because you're a comedian. You're a funny person. I think it's a way of showing respect and equality that I would do a bit with you.
Okay, yeah. Fine. We'll take that red flag off. You only
all
had
right,
three.
Good. All right, good.
What was this other one? Thought about wife getting fat? Oh, yeah, I remember, man.
But I didn't say wife was getting fat.
No,
I said
but
if I had a partner that was getting fat, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just that you thought a little too long about how you would do it before I even asked you that question. You could
Can
tell
we talk about extra credit? It's pretty well known that I have a big penis.
Okay, fine. We'll take off the last one, too. But obviously, that's not the move you threw on your wife for Mother's Day.
She's aware of the size.
She should be.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I slept with a few comedians, a few female comedians, and they all talked about it, and it got around in the comedy community. So I was on Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn one time, and we're backstage about to do the show, and he goes, "So Fitzsimmons, I hear you're packing. Is it true?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Whip it out," and we're standing there, and it was a bunch of people in the green room, and I unzipped my pants and I pulled it out. And there was an audible gasp. and we went on the show that day, and Colin talked about my penis on Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn.
See, that's exactly how I feel when I whip out my toe.
Yes.
I get the same
Colin,
reaction.
Can I take a picture of your toe for Colin?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He would love it.
Yeah. We can compare sizes.
But I remember there was a book about how to pick up women, and one of the things the guy said was, if a woman is strikingly beautiful, which you are,
thank you.
You find the imperfection and you stare at it.
Why haven't you looked at my toe, motherfucker?
Because I'm not into picking you up right now.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, this was so fun.
All
Thanks
right.
for coming on my show.
Hey, I'm glad to be part of the early episodes.
Of course.
Yeah.
We'll have you back on for a second date.
Sounds good.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Greg, where can people find you?
Fitzdog.com. I have a few podcasts, Fitzdog Radio, The Sunday Papers with Mike Gibbons, and then Childish that I do with Allison Rosen. All that stuff you can find at Fitzdog.com.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
All right.
Well, I'll see you soon, and I'll see you guys soon.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?
Just say you're ready.
Delete my number.